This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 457, four convincing concluding phrases for future IELTS 8s. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll learn four extremely impressive and high-scoring structures for future predictions to use in speaking part 3 and writing task 2.
Hey, Jessica, how's it going out there?
Hey, fantastic. Yeah, really good. It's like towards the end of summer, you know, School's gonna start soon.
Nice. That is cool. Yeah, I'm feeling energized, ready for the fall. We have some super exciting things happening. Guys, if you want to know what's happening with our Boston adventure, we're about to launch the next version of this. Go on over and subscribe. Yeah, subscribe to the All Ears English podcast and check out your opportunities to come to Boston. So good. So good.
And the reason why I am so excited is because I am going to be there this time.
It's going to be awesome. I'm so excited to run this program with you, Jessica, and our listeners are going to get to meet you. I mean, what a cool thing to be able to meet you in person in Boston.
It's going to be so fun. Oh, I'm stoked. Anyways, guys, yeah, you have to go to All Ears English and check that out.
Definitely. Or even just go directly to allearsenglish.com/Boston, but get in quickly to get the early bird price. Okay, guys? Yeah, act on that now. Very cool. So let's see what's going on. What are we talking about today?
We are talking about language, structures, vocabulary for predicting the future. So guys, this is really important to have these in your pocket before the exam. These functions are often expected in speaking part 3. And then this is how we close our task 2 essay, is by making a future prediction. It's just a nice way to finish it up in that conclusion. So we thought about this today because we had a question in our closed Facebook group from a student in our course. I'm going to read this. He's really thinking about this high-level grammar structure. It's a really good question.
Nice.
So
okay.
He says, is it grammatically accurate to say, one, what I think will happen, and it is already happening, is that, ... Or two, what I think will happen, and in actual, it has already happened, is that, ... So which one of those is good? What do you think?
Well, I like the idea of saying in actuality, it has already happened. Yeah, that's what we want to aim for today.
Exactly. So that first one is fine. It's grammatically perfect. What I think will happen and it is already happening is that. That's perfectly fine, guys. But we could level that up even more by adding the phrase in actuality. This is a really high level phrase. Like, do you think this is part of your normal vocab, Lindsay? Do you like say this?
To be honest, I'm not sure if I'm that articulate.
That's why it's so good. So the whole phrase, guys, would be what I think will happen and, in actuality, has already been happening. I like using the present perfect continuous, because this has the idea that it started in the past and continues until now. So this is your chance for the present perfect continuous. Students are always asking about this, like, verb tense as if it is impressive. And it's not about being impressive. It's about being accurate. And the fact is, we almost like never use this verb tense. So this is your chance.
Yeah, exactly. And we want our listeners to keep in mind today, again, it's not just about like being grammatically correct in your sentence. It's about looking for those opportunities to level up, right? In the way you say things, right?
Exactly.
To increase that vocabulary score is your best way to stand out, isn't it? Isn't it easier to do that than to perfect our grammar?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, yeah. If you include the phrase in actuality and you're using like past perfect instead of present perfect, I mean, that's fine. That's not going to affect your vocabulary score. Just by using this, it's two words. It's so short. Yeah. This is like this is an awesome way to like end on a high note, right? To like leave the examiner with that last impressive phrase when they're like, oh, that is like an 8 as far as vocab goes. So definitely focus more on the vocab. But guys, I mean, as longtime listeners, which I'm sure a lot of you are because you're amazing and smart and motivated, you'll know we don't focus a lot on grammar. So this is your chance. This is your chance to get some more complete structures today, guys. So come back to the blog, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 457. I'm going to type out these complete phrases so you guys can study them.
Yeah. And I love this too, because this feels like it's part of a template, right? Which is so reliable. When we go into the exam, we know that we're going to insert this phrase at the end of our essay and at the end of in speaking part 3. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's so good.
So it's not so just, good. it's this idea of memorizing something in context, right? Yeah. Like that's how we are efficient at learning vocabulary. It's the same thing here, guys. We, like a couple weeks ago, we did an idiom episode. And we came up on the spot in that episode with the strategy of using those idioms to introduce your answers. So that is a structure. Like this is taking a little vocab phrase and helping you guys know exactly when to use it, right? Because if you just learn a phrase, but you're not sure where to use it, it's highly likely that you'll use it incorrectly, right? Yeah. And then it's not going to help you anyway.
Yeah, it's also a more reliable way to make sure you just get a good score, you know?
Yeah.
Because you just know, where are we now? We're in the conclusion. Now it's time to insert this nice phrase, this ending prediction phrase. I love it.
Yeah, so reliable. Exactly. Because if you're just memorizing stuff without connection to any template or organization, then you probably won't end up using it anyway, you know? Because it's not just going to like come to mind at the exact right sentence or whatever. You don't have a lifelong native speaker sensibility about like the feel of the language, right? Like the feel of when something is appropriate. So knowing exactly when you should use it and when it's exactly right, I think that's necessary. Hello, lovely listeners. If you would like the complete roadmap, the system of strategies, the templates to get you the highest scores possible on your next IELTS exam, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and join us in 3 Keys IELTS today.
Yes, that's huge. And we do have the full templates in our course, right, Jessica? I mean, that's one of the things that students have said they love about our course is the actual detailed templates.
Yeah. So we talk a lot about the Writing Task 2 template, and I'll link to an episode about that in the blog post for this episode, but also the Speaking Part 3 template, because it's so related to Task 2. So there's also Speaking Part 3 organizations that we recommend that come with the linking words that show you exactly like what to say in organizing these challenging answers. Okay, so that's the first phrase, in actuality. And then another one to talk about the future is to say, this is a great one, it is conceivable that. What does that mean, conceivable?
So in my mind, it means possible. It's possible to see, to envision it. I can conceive it. I can envision it. I can imagine it.
Exactly. Yeah. So envision is another great word there. Let's take this to an IELTS topic. So technology, right?
Yeah.
That's like the biggest topic. That's so huge. Right. What prediction could you make using that phrase, Lindsay?
Well, I was just at the Podcast Movement conference last weekend in LA.
Right.
And so I'd say some of the things that I learned there is that it's conceivable that in the next 10 years that podcasting will become the new radio. right?
Oh, love
it. Yeah, very exciting. Exciting for us.
And isn't it already? Like, I think this sort of fits into the first phrase. Like, we could say, it is likely in the future and in actuality has already been happening that podcasting is envisioned or is perceived as the new radio. I love that.
Yeah. No, I love it in so many ways.
Okay, cool. And then the next one. So this is, this seems commonplace to me just because I do use this phrase a lot, but it is recommended still to meet that 7 or higher requirement. So in the foreseeable future, I've always used this. I don't know why. let's see. If we could take it to an IELTS topic about food, let's see. In the foreseeable future, I sincerely wish that society will reevaluate their diets and adhere to a stricter regimen of raw foods locally sourced produce.
Yeah, that makes me think of, I just watched, have you watched this documentary, What the Health?
No, but I love that name. Oh, God, that's great.
Oh, my gosh. If you watch it. So I watched it last weekend, just after the conference, because I met someone who had cured a disease through just food. It was incredible. But anyways, watching that documentary was like mind-bending. Granted, it's a documentary, right? But it talks about, basically, it's recommending a plant-based diet. So it's somewhat biased, but they did bring in some research that I want to take a look at. It was kind of concerning, actually.
Is it a little bit concerning? Like, so you don't want to eat meat anymore? Is it that direction?
Yeah, it's in that direction. Oh. A lot of the research that they bring up was linking meat as a carcinogen. But again, I have to look up the research and look into it a bit more. Because these documentaries are always biased. They're always funded by someone, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm going to be ruined if if that research turns out to be valid. Oh, man.
I don't know. We have to look into it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's continue. So, okay, but I am going to watch that documentary. All right, let's see. So here's a more, this last one, guys, is a longer, more complete structure. I like this. I really like being wordy sometimes. Okay.
Yeah.
It could be reasonably anticipated due to current trends that...
Oh, nice.
So that's a good one. Let's see. Let's talk about language. So... it could be reasonably anticipated due to current trends that the global idiom is and forever will be English.
So we'll have our jobs.
Yeah. I like that. I'm gonna stand behind that one. That's my prediction.
Nice.
It's not biased at all, guys. I promise.
No.
Okay, so guys, definitely choose a couple of these phrases. Don't try and use them all. You don't need them all. We want to be efficient, right? So choose just two of these structures today to add to that speaking part 3 or writing task 2 page in your vocab notebooks, and then practice using them in your answers.
Awesome. I love this. Such a reliable strategy, right? To get that higher score. Guys, again, getting a 7 or higher doesn't come down to luck. It's not about luck. It's not about waking up on the right side of the bed, feeling smart and going in and getting a score. It's about preparing with a step-by-step plan, including these templates and these strategies, right? These vocabulary phrases. I love that.
I think that's so important to recognize in our IELTS preparation that, I mean, guys, if you've listened to any of our recent or older episodes with students who have surpassed the goals that they needed, right? And in some of the recent episodes as well, like the one with Emma that we just had, she got amazing scores, 7.5, 8s in everything but writing, right? She didn't get the score she needed in writing. And she recognizes it's because she simply didn't have the time or put in the time or carve out the time to practice just that 1 hour production, right?
Yeah.
There were a couple other reasons that got in the way you can hear in that episode. I'll link to it in the blog post for this one. But yeah, it's all about, it's not about luck. It's about just working hard.
Yeah, exactly. And that, but that's good news, right? Because that means that we have control over our futures.
Exactly.
And if we want to move to Canada, if we want to immigrate somewhere, you can do it. It's just a matter of putting in the work and following the plan. I love that.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. I know. I was just having a just one last thing. I was having a conversation with my brother the other day, and just talking about, I was just like, I'm so lucky that I get to do the jobs that I do, you know?
Yeah,
it's totally. So satisfying and creative and awesome. Yeah. And he's like, Jessica, it's not luck. Like, you worked hard.
Yeah.
Like, all of the years of, you know, work and teaching and study led up to these opportunities and this, you know? So, yeah, it's important to be reminded of that sometimes, guys.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. I love that. So, guys, just a reminder, if you do want that study plan, that step-by-step system, go on over to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and get yourself enrolled, because it's the fall, right? It's time to get serious.
Yeah.
It's the fall. Time to just focus in on our goals. It's a good time to reevaluate our goals. Love that.
This is so definitely a period for rejuvenation. I love the fall. This is, I'm cleaning out my house this weekend. Like, I love this time.
That's great. That's great. All right. Very cool. Thanks, Jessica, for your wisdom today. And thanks for hanging out on the podcast.
Awesome. My pleasure. I'll see you next time, Lindsay.
All right. Talk soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.